95KGGO, Des Moines Classic Rock, Jeremy Jacobs here. Very excited to welcome on the line right now. He is America's top psychic medium. You've seen him on the E! Network, Matt Frazier. He's got a big show coming to town here this week. Matt, how are you doing here this afternoon?
Well, I'm good. I'm just hanging out with the dead. You know, same thing that every medium does, I guess.
Is that all you guys do in your downtime, is just hang out with each other?
Well, you know what it is that I feel like as a psychic medium, I talk to more dead people than I actually do living people, believe it or not. But I think it's because the souls know they can come to me.
Yeah, I feel like the conversation's probably a little bit better, though.
Sometimes. Depends on who you talk to.
You've got a big show going down Thursday night over at the Hoyt Sherman Place. Tickets still available now. You can get those at hoytsherman.org. Matt, kind of let the uninitiated know what they can kind of expect when they come out to the show Thursday.
Well, absolutely. So as a psychic medium, my whole job is communication. It's putting you back in touch with your loved ones in spirit, because so many times when we lose a loved one, we have questions. We wonder, are they still with us? What signs are they using to reach us? How do I know that they're there and by my side? Well, as a psychic medium, my whole job is getting those questions answered and showing you that there is life after death and that your loved ones are with you. And what's amazing about every single one of these events is that it's not just a show. It's a family reunion with heaven. The moment that you walk in and take your seats, your loved ones in spirit will try to communicate with me. So what I really want people to know is that it doesn't matter where you sit. I don't care if you're sitting way in the front or way in the back. If there's a message from your loved one, I will get it to you. And during this event, I'm going to be all over the room doing just that.
I love it. There's not a bad seat in the house is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's why I want people to know this, because the event is almost sold out. And so many people have been writing to me saying, Matt, the only tickets that are left are in the back, or the only tickets that are left are off to the side. What if you don't see me? What if you don't see my loved one? Well, it doesn't work that way. You know, what's really cool is that when you take your seats, the room fills with the voices of your loved ones. So I'm guided all around the room. One minute I might be talking to somebody in the front row who had lost their mom, to next thing you know, being up in the back with someone who had lost their dad, to having to climb up to the balcony because someone had lost their son or their daughter. You know, it's an immersive experience, and that's what's so cool about delivering these messages from the other side.
On the phone with me right now, psychic, America's top psychic medium, Matt Frazier. Big show, like we talked about, going down Thursday night over at the Hoyt Sherman Place. Matt, I got to ask, when did you sort of first realize that you had this ability to communicate with those who are no longer with us?
So I grew up that little boy from The Sixth Sense. I remember just being 3, 4, 5 years old and hearing these messages from spirit. And you know what's crazy is this, is that when I first started this ability, I had no idea what it was that I was seeing, what it was that I was hearing. You know, I didn't understand that I was psychic. I thought that literally the places that I was going was haunted. It wasn't until later on in life that I realized, wait a minute, not everybody can do this. And this is something that I can learn to help people to heal.
And I love that. I love the fact that you're using, you know, what your skills are, I guess, for lack of better terms, for positive things and spreading out there and all that positivity that you're able to help people with.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is this, is that I believe that the moment that people realize that their loved ones are still with them, that's when the healing begins. Because so many times we go through holidays, birthdays, celebrations, and we're wondering, are they still with us? I think that's the number one question that I'm asked as a medium. And yes, they are, but also they're trying to reach you. Signs like dragonflies, butterflies, repeating numbers like 1111. There's so many ways that your loved ones are using to reach you. And once you realize that, then you realize that your loved ones can send messages to you, and you can also send messages to them.
That is, you know, just fascinating for me to hear as I try to, you know, find this sort of sense of power out there in the universe, you know, whether it be, I'm not a super big religious / spiritual person, but I do fully believe that there are works out there that I can't comprehend. But just to pick up on some of those little signs sometimes might just be something that somebody needs, a simple reminder, you know, to crack a smile when they're feeling down.
Absolutely. And you know, what's so amazing is that the signs come when we least expect them, but when we most need them.
That is profound right there. And that's a powerful statement. Like you said, when we least expect them, but when we most need them. Matt, what's some of the kind of the fun stuff you've launched into podcasting this year as well? You've got to your Undeniable Proof podcast out there. You're sitting down with some celebrities, kind of talking shop, and then giving them, you know, a little bit of reading. What's some fun encounters that you've experienced on that podcast?
Well, you know, I think one of the coolest encounters has been with a paranormal investigator, because, you know, doing what I do, I spend my time communicating with the good souls that have crossed over. But what's really cool is that we had a paranormal investigator on that, you know, was able to share into what happens when the bad souls come in. What happens when the souls come in that, you know, we don't want to hear from? So that was a really eye-opening experience for me as a medium, because, you know, like I said, I spend my day talking to loved ones in heaven. So it's cool to kind of hear about the mystical side as well, about those other souls that exist.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can work hand in hand, right? You can help out those souls as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the cool part is just learning more about the other side. I think that's what many people want to know, right? Is that what is the other side like? What is heaven like? What is the afterlife like? So the more that we can talk to experts and people who have had near-death experiences, who have had experiences that they can share, the more that we all learn together.
And that's what this event is going to be. It's learning together. It's communicating with those no longer with us. It's, you know, if you've got something that you want to share with a loved one, you know, if Matt's feeling the energy in the room, which he, of course, he's going to be. He's America's top psychic medium for a reason, right? Come on, Matt, let's get a little ego behind this and let's just let everybody know that this is going to be a great show. Come on out this Thursday night over at the Hoyt Sherman Place. Tickets still available over at hoytsherman.org. You know, Matt, you're a New York Times bestseller. You've experienced a lot of success writing as things as an author and stuff like that. You know, do you get those people that have come up to you that have read your books that like seek you out? Hey, Matt, I need help with, you know, just getting over this or communicating or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, nobody really thinks about death and dying or thinks about the other side until they actually lose a loved one themselves. And the moment you lose a loved one, you're desperate for answers, right? You want to know, you know, is there another side? And then you want to know, what are your loved ones doing up there? Who are they with? Do pets make it to heaven? So I've taken all of the questions that I've been asked, you know, throughout my career as a medium, and I put it in this book to really help people to understand that, you know, the more that you learn about the spirit world, the more that you learn about the other side of life, the less that you'll be afraid and the less anxious that you'll be.
Oh, no, I do love that. Put you at a, you know, sense of ease, if you will, through education and, you know, that other stuff, talking with those who are there on the other side. You know, I got to ask, I'm sure you get this question all a lot or a lot of times. Anything that vibe you're kind of picking up off me once we started talking here?
Well, you know, there's always souls that are here and that are with us. And, you know, what's crazy is that I never know who's going to come through or who's going to speak. But like when I'm connecting with you, we immediately have a grandfather that's here, immediately military connection I'm hearing that's on the other side.
That's, there's a grandfather that I never had the opportunity to meet that did serve in the military. So,
yeah, it's crazy because that soul's here. And I also, because I was started seeing visions of pictures of back in the day, like black and white pictures of him. But yeah, his soul is definitely there and with you.
Oh, that got me a little on edge there. I got the goosebumps right now. So I'm going to have to make sure I get to one of these tickets that are left. Limited seats available, but like Matt said, no bad seats in the house. If someone has something that they need to communicate to you, Matt's going to pick up on it. He's going to make sure he finds you over at the Hoyt Sherman Place this Thursday night. Tickets available at hoytsherman.org. Matt, let the folks know out there where they can find you out in the world wide webs.
Yes, you can definitely go to my website. Listen, if the dead can find me, so can you. Just go to meetmattfrazier.com, or you can find me on all the social medias under Meet Matt Frazier.
Matt, you made it easier for the living to find you probably than the dead out there, correct?
I'm hoping so. You'll have to type it into Google and see.
All right, Matt. I want to thank you so much for taking time this morning to talk with us here in Des Moines. Cannot wait. Going to be a great show Thursday night over at the Hoyt Sherman Place.
Thank you.